more about that it's important to
know the old history.
Not let everything get away.
Get away from them.
Really, I think
you can call back on some of these old things and it'd be a light into the world.
Mm-hmm. I think so too, because you know, like my mother's people, like my aunt, now she has a sister who's 92. My mother does, and this 92-year-old sister says so much. She wishes that she had remembered more of what her mother would say, you know, and do and that kind of stuff. But she said they didn't think it was important, really, to keep up with the old things, you know. And
just like you get out an old piece of furniture and cast it out.
Right.
Just throw it out and change style. We don't need that. We don't want her in our program because she's too old.
Mm-hmm. And that's really wrong.
The old folks is the shape of the world.
Have so much wisdom. And see, I think that it's younger people like me that realize it, man. I don't know, people in between don't seem to realize it much.
No.
But my age group, I think, has come to realize
what it means to them.
Mm-hmm. And how much we can learn from older people.
That's right.
Because I feel like that. I feel like there's so much I can learn.
That's right.
Because, think, you know, the years that older people have, and so much.
And now here, my lady, oh, she's old-fashioned. She don't know what she's talking about. Come on, all of them pay our attention. So, that old person can reach down and pull your plow tomorrow clean.
Do you remember about, like when you were a girl, the kind of bread that they would make?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of bread would they make?
My grandmother used to make up, you start on Friday night, and she'd make real light bread.
Oh, she would?
Mm-hmm. Start on Friday night or else Saturday morning early, and she'd make real light bread. We had our own flour. And she would really make some bread too, and she'd make them old twisted loaves and everything. And we'd make that, and she'd make that good old homemade ground cornmeal bread, and it would be good. And she'd make that, and crackling pones, you know, and set it in a big pan, put it in that old wood stove, and all of that. And she'd make two or three different kinds of bread, and sometimes she'd start on Friday. She said, well, I got six of my grandchildren, so now she'd go out into the molasses barrel and get us some molasses, butter, eggs, and flour. And she'd make what you call stage flank, and she'd cut them and bake them in big sheet pans, you know. She'd stack them back, make ginger snaps, and all that kind of old stuff. Mm-hmm. And honey, we really lived. Then in those days, the food was good, too. And my grandmother could cook anything. I bet she could cook elephant and make it easy. Well, she's raised up in the white home with old Mrs. Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now,
when she made light bread, now that would be the kind of being low.
Uh-huh.
How would they make that rise? What would she put in?
She made her own yeast.
She did.
Yes, she did. We won't know yeast in those days, but she'd make up some with meal and some and let it set. Mm-hmm. And she'd get her meal, her flour, and her sugar, and you could smell that bread a mile. She made her own yeast to rise that bread with. What it was now, I don't know, but I know she did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the cornbread. That would be like baked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, did they ever take like cornmeal and just mix it with like salt and water and fry it? Make little, what would that be called?
Corn cakes.
Oh, corn cakes.